Welcome everyone to our first session in the Sensual Hearing series. So we're transforming fear into healthy action. And as we work with sensual hearing, just a little bit of quick background info on the ears. The ears are thought to be, in an energetic sense, the processing center for the kidneys, the kidney meridian. So we're actually now finding ourselves in the element of water. Where we came from was that of metal. Now we're heading into the water element, which works with things like kidney and bladder meridian. It helps to go right to the very core of things. And I found it interesting that today's session happens to coincide to the new moon in Libra. New moon in Libra today. There's a few things happening in Libra for the astrology crew. What all is happening in there? Mars is in there, Mercury retrograde is in there, the sun is in Libra, it's Libra season right now. So we've got a lot of activity happening in the stars, and I'm sure you've noticed some other activities in your own lives and in many other ways too. So as we dive into today's session, I'll invite you to find a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed. And as you do so, just beginning here by means of breathing. And as you connect to this breath, every inhale, an opportunity to drink in, to call in, to receive. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And as you do so, receiving its support, drinking that in. I'll invite you to gently scan your body mind now, looking for something that's either pleasant or at the very least neutral. It might be an area of the body or perhaps even a time in which you felt most like you. And as you land in this area or this memory, receiving it, drinking in this essence of pleasant or neutral. And as you do so, noticing what it is you happen to like the most about this area or memory that you find yourself in. And as you drink that in, receiving its nourishments, know that this is an internal resource that you can come back to at any time when we're working. And you're welcome to stay here in the presence of this throughout the entire session too. Yeah. And in this space, from this place, I'll invite you to also scan your body mind one more time, just noticing if there's anything in particular that seems alive, anything in particular that's calling you to address that you're present to. And as always, you can type that into the chat feature if there's anything in particular that you'd like addressed today. Yeah. I've got a few popping in. I only got one email this morning, or yesterday. I'm not sure what time it came. I saw it this morning, though. And yeah, the rest are popping on into the chat feature, privately mostly. So yeah, thank you all for your contributions. Yeah. Okay, y'all. And if you have anything else while we're going, feel free to pop it on in. Thank you all for being here. And most importantly, thank you for being you right here, right now. And thank you to all that contributed to this presence of you here and now. The families, the ancestors, the lineages, and all that supported it, all that supported this precious creation and existence, the land and its creatures. and deep thanks to all of those who have stewarded and cared for this land to give us our nourishment for existence itself. Thank you. Thank you. And as we settle into the first bits here that I'm seeing pop up, I'm actually going to the right side of the body, the masculine side, and I'm actually seeing the kidney meridian light up. And the kidney meridian is carrying with it an old pattern, it looks like. So this might not even be yours. This might be ancestral or family lineage, as kidney meridian often does tend to go into that territory. And the pattern here is of going into shock as a healthy protection, but then ending up staying there a little too long. So lingering is the pattern more so, lingering in the shock. And as we work with this pattern, it used to be helpful to often be like still for long periods of time. If you were like in hunter-gatherer mode and you needed to evade detection from some sort of a threat. However, in this day and age, there's still time for that's useful, but for the most part, those periods of shock aren't meant to hold on to any sort of paralysis or being frozen in time, so to speak. They're actually meant to give us a moment to notice what's present and then have that opportunity to become aware and complete that cycle. And this pattern here is old, and it's been that, again, lingering in shock pattern. We're going back quite a fair ways. We're going back 16 generations, and I also see the number 12. So for some of you, it might not be quite as far back. And as we go through this 12 to 16 generations back, this old, lingering in shock or paralysis by analysis is another way that we could call that. That's likely in our day and age how it shows up more so in our minds, where we get overthinking and we end up frozen because we're not really sure, and we get stuck between thinking about all the bits and pieces and all the good reasons or not so good reasons, and we consider everything, and it's easy to find ourselves very quickly and overwhelmed with all of that. Yeah. So as we work with this pattern, we're also clearing out some overwhelm. Happens to be hanging out in the head and the head brain. And I need to back up just a little bit though. To address the pattern itself, we're gonna run a Sidri on it. And it's gonna continue to run for the next 4 days. So Sidri stands for C, circulation of all the basic healing resources. Blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out really most of our body to heal, but in particular our nervous and our immune systems. Also working with circulation of, did I say endorphins and hormones? I think I did, but in case I didn't, balancing yin and yang, feminine and masculine energies, and another round of hydration is going to come with this C as well. So hydration helping to absorb that water, that joy, releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. Then D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, and taking out all the clutter that just doesn't need to be here anymore, and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to other possibilities where it just may have seemed like there was none before. Integration, introspection, shift that underlying consciousness. Thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as we work with this, I invite you to imagine that you can breathe right into that kidney, the kidney meridian. And that kidney meridian goes up basically the inside of the leg all the way through to the chest and up into the head brain. And as you're focusing on that particular region with your breath, if it's easier, just focus on the kidney organ itself. And as you place your attention there, your mindfulness there, your breath, there, noticing what's present for you. There might be a little bit of extra sensory information. And as you get present to that, just noticing it. And if there's any emotional pieces that come with that for you, note that we're going to take care of them underneath that umbrella of emotional soup or overwhelm, as it's called, which I like to think of as an emotional stew or soup or stoop for those of us who like to have really thick soups and call them stoops like I do. That's a little bit of an interesting detour my brain took there. Coming back as we work with this. Know that in the emotion of overwhelm, it's often different flavors of different emotions for different people. And this piece of overwhelm that's hanging out in the head brain, the flower of the kidney, is anchored into governing vessel 14 points. And it's also anchored into the Yang Chao Mo meridian, or the Yang Chao Mo meridian. And this meridian actually partners really well with the governing vessel meridian. They're kind of big buddies, so to speak. And as we work with this, it's interesting. This meridian influences very heavily the head, so it's no surprise that it's here. With it can go things like redness or swelling and in the face, and things like being in overthinking, overanalysis, being in the mode of being just up in our heads and unable to actually clearly register the present moment. So we're not present to what actually is before us. We're thinking about often the future, or could be the past as well, but often it's more so the future. With that can carry with it headaches. Also, I'm talking a bit more about the head since that's the area that we're in, but it does also govern the legs. And if the lymph, for instance, isn't draining very well in the legs and we get very swollen, that can be because of an issue with our Yang Chao Mo meridian. So as we work with this guy, and note that in addition to swelling, things like numbness, weakness, it can happen too, whether it's the head or the legs. And did I mention insomnia? Okay, I'm done talking about the symptoms that can go with it. However, in this governing vessel 14 point, which isn't typically thought to be a really direct access point into the Yang Chao Mo meridian, for whatever reason, this piece of emotional overwhelm is encompassing it. And as we work with it, we're also going to work with one of the points that actually does influence the Yang Chao Mo meridian a little bit more, which is bladder 1. Right in the inner corner of the eye is where you can find that one, and it's very powerful in helping us to literally open and close our eyes so that we can clearly open with awareness and then allow ourselves to go inward with clarity as well. Okay. So as we release this overwhelm from here, if you haven't already, feel free to take your hands anywhere on the head, or if you feel called to the back of the neck, at the base of it. And here, I invite you to just begin to explore with all five senses, noticing how does this feel, this overwhelm, this piece here. And as you work with that, noticing if there's perhaps a smell or a taste that goes with it. If overwhelm had a smell or a taste, what would it smell or taste like? And curious, is there a sound, a noise, a word, a message that goes with this all? And feel free to even make that noise internally or externally as we release this, supporting that vibration from the inside out. And then just getting curious as well, what does this look like? How much is there? Is this like something that has a texture to it? And whatever you've observed, I invite you to breathe into that, making it seemingly more real, more thick, more dense. And as you breathe into this all, perhaps making that sound or a little to vibrate it from the inside out as this releases all the way through the head brain. In particular, I'm seeing in the connective tissue of the external lining of the head brain. But you may notice it in other places, which is perfect. And as this releases, I invite you to just notice how much is here roughly. Is this roughly the shape, size, amount of a pea, an egg, a grapefruit, a cantaloupe, watermelon, beach ball, bigger? And as you're present to that, I invite you to loosen up the edges via breathing. And when you've got it all loosened up into your hands, feel free to release it. And for those of you that prefer the countdown in 3, 2, 1, I'm seeing that lift up pretty easily, up and out. And as that releases, I invite you to breathe and get curious about this area. If it needs another sweep, feel free to take that. If it feels void or empty, feel free to drink in light of any color, sunlight, moonlight, gold, silver, white lights, whatever calls to you. And even before I'm done tapping out now, I actually see the kidney meridian on the left side light up. And I'm also seeing a little bit of that Libra energy, and with it is coming, interestingly enough, Libra works with a lot of things to do with seventh house, relationships, and harmony. However, this is a disruption in that, and it's carrying with it an old, not necessarily ancient, likely this lifetime, a piece of relational trauma. So trauma or a cycle perhaps of shock or any other type of fear, fight, flight, freeze, disorientation, fawning. And as you work with this piece, you might even have a memory that arises, or this might be something that's not necessarily needing to enter the conscious awareness, which is perfect too. And it might be from the relationship that you're in right now, or it might be from an older relationship, but it looks like more on the romantic side of things. It's not so much family, but more so immediate partner. And within here, within this feminine piece, there is the feeling of being incredibly disrespected and a registering of the type of fear that questions, am I safe enough to actually survive or safe enough to do what needs to be done, to caretake, to exist, to be present in all the various roles that you play in your life. And as this piece becomes alive in the kidney meridian, it's actually intertwining with the liver meridian as well in the areas of the chest and around the groin, right around the pubic bone actually. It's going more to in the space between the groin and the pubic bone. So it's encompassing the genitals, but it's going out into the upper legs as well that are on either side of the genitals. And here we're working with literally feeling threatened to the point of questioning survivability. For some of you, this is also actually going back as well into the ancestral lines. And we're going to go back 3 generations as we address that pattern from this lifetime, from previous lifetimes, from previous ancestors. As this unwinds through the kidney meridian on the left side there, bringing in planetary energies of the sun, the moon, and of Venus for nurturing, for strength within the sun, the moon to connect to the emotional pieces, and then the Venus energy to bring in capacity for healthy awareness around harmonious relationships and what that looks like. As we work with this, it's carrying with it the energy of feeling torn in two or feeling split apart. Okay. And as that tearing apart energy arises, I'm actually seeing it land in the soul, the very soul feeling torn in pieces. And it's carrying with it the precise consciousness of feeling war torn. This might have a little bit more fight energy in it, perhaps flight. And as we work within the energy of the soul here around feeling war torn, I'm actually seeing it collapse the chest inwards. So we're actually gonna rotate with a series of adhesions being released through the upper chest along with a vivaxis bit here. Primarily the part of the chest muscles that are closer to the top of your chest, right around that collarbone region. And as it does so, unwinding the portion of the lung meridian that hangs out here and where it intersects slightly with the kidney meridian as well in that general region. Sometimes we get in our heads thinking that meridians are these really thin lines, and at their very core, yes, but they radiate outwards, and that chi expands a little bit more so. So as we're working with the general pattern of where the lung and the kidney cross over, know that the kidney meridian actually anchors the inhale of the lungs, and it's meant to support the capacity to invite in new life, invite in new connection, invite in new beginnings, invite in new relationships, which is very Libra. And as we work with this all, and as it releases through the chest, as well as through the kidney meridian, I just see more and more layers unwinding here. And as that piece of old relational trauma is starting to loosen up, it's coming more to the surface here. We need to also give it a cellular repair, restoring the cells of this kidney meridian, if we want to think of the cells as being more of a metaphor for the smallest unit of, back to their fullest potential of health. And as this kidney meridian with its cellular repair restores back to its fullest potential of health, also working here with circulation of lymph, draining out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And as that releases through here, doing a general environmental balancing to the concept of healthy partnerships, not so healthy partnerships, of not so healthy relationships. Yeah, those times in which you may have compromised yourself a little bit more than you wanted to. And how that lands in on the body ties into a little bit of the pieces that we were working with last session of neglect. So feeling like there is a bit of self-neglect or self-abandonment when we compromise ourselves in those ways. And here we're actually opening up another piece of that Yang Chao Mo meridian. And the Yang Chao Mo meridian goes kind of around the head. It goes through-ish the region of the eye. And as it goes in these areas, it comes around this side of the neck. And we're more so working with the part where it goes around from the angle of the jaw through the side of the neck and down into the back of the shoulder. And as we work with that region of the Yang Chao Mo meridian, we're bringing in a couple of things, starting with circulation here of the neutrons, interestingly enough, and these little guys. Of all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. The neutrons are like the heavyweights. They're the guys that can bust through just about anything in a healthy way and break stuff up and shake up. And I almost see it as acting like one of those little snow globes where you shake things up and there's some movement again. So it's actually releasing some old stagnation as we circulate neutrons through here and supports the chi in being able to move. Anytime chi becomes stagnant, that sets the stage for all sorts of issues. And one of the things that I'm seeing here from the stagnation was that it became almost like, I see the word cesspool, which is perhaps a bit strong, but it's been like a collection point for toxicity to build up here. So through here, we're going to run a body chemistry and we're cleaning out emotional toxicity and within it, the belief system of I deserve mistreatments. I deserve mistreatments. Yeah. And this is actually opening up far beyond like romantic relationships and going into all sorts of partnerships, relationships, including how it is you relate in general to groups or the world at large, to people, to your environment. And as we balance that emotional toxicity piece here with body chemistry, which helps to support the immune system, think of it as opening up the capacity to reject what no longer needs to be carried and to accept the wisdom, the value that's here. Yeah. And whatever pieces of wisdom of value get soaked up into this yin chao mo meridian. And see it entering through, interestingly enough, to bladder one, to be able to support even more clarity when you're present to potential repeats of that pattern or opportunities to engage within those old repetitious patterns. So as we're working with that, very juicy, interesting. I see an active memory in here as well at age seven. And it's working with a time in which you compromised what it is you wanted and you went along to basically secure a friend or a friendship. And you compromised your own desires, your own longings, your own authenticity. And that compromise set the stage to some degree to perhaps compromise yourself later on in different types of partnerships, friendships, relationships. And as that releases through the neck, lovely, there's a sticky little bit where the skull joins the spine. It's actually on both sides here, but we're gonna work with the left piece first. And as we work with the adhesion on the left side, it's also got an emotion here of fear. And the fear is, I don't want to hear the truth about me. So within that, carrying the desire to contort or twist, to pretzel oneself, to please others. So that way they won't ever criticize you and you won't hear something bad about yourself that you internalize as true and shameful. Whew, that's a lot of context wrapped up into one belief system. And we're actually gonna run another seed tree on this, the exact same steps as before, although it's only running for the next 3 days, but it's gonna be one day for each of the gunas in Ayurvedic medicine. They think things go through three stages, tamas, rajas, and sattva. Tamas is where things are materialized. Rajas is where things begin to move or relate to like physiological flow in the body. Sattva works with transcendence, We're actually going to work with a Sidri one day for each of those phases or gunas, as Ayurvedic medicine refers to them. And as we work with that, coming off of the left side, I see a little bit more opening that yang chao mo meridian. It's as if the meridian itself folded in and collapsed within itself. So I'm just going to open that up as that releases from the left side of where that skull joins the spine. Lovely. And then working with the right side where that skull joins the spine. And it's carrying with it just sheer stubbornness, I just hear the words, I will not. And as we unhook that belief system from this region, it's linking into the digestive system. And it's carrying with it this idea of life is too much to swallow. Especially when we're interacting with its decision points. It's actually linking into the gallbladder meridian that runs up the side of the body and goes deep into the head brain. And as we work with that, I will not, it's underlying that in carrying it inherent within it, Feeling as, I don't know quite the right words, but feeling like you have to make a compromise and all the feelings that arise with this. So the feelings that underlie compromise. And with it now is carrying a belief system from age two of I never get what I want. We're just going to unwind that through this entire region of where that skull joins the spine on the right side. And then right in the very center, there's actually just a little sticky point between the two, almost as if it was trying to separate out the left and the right. And it's carrying with it the energy of having to be the peacemaker, the peace keeper. However, the peacemaker, the peacekeeper is hanging on by a thread. Looks like a frazzled mom of a like a group of really young kids, and it's like, I cannot for one more second deal with this or that. It's got that type of energy to it. So literally feeling like it's ready to quote unquote lose its mind. And if there's any part of you that feels like it's ready to lose its mind about any set of circumstances in life right now for you, relationship, world, otherwise, I invite you to call it in to your awareness, even just a little bit deeper. We're actually going to hook this from that midline, but it's going as well deep into the brainstem region. Okay, and in this brainstem region here, we get a lot of information that gets relayed from our sensory organs, all of our sensuality, if you want to think of it in that way, that comes in from our cranial nerves. And this information gets relayed from the senses, pardon me, pardon, my gosh, I'm going to start that again, that sentence one more time. It's going to relay information from the sense organs that come in from the cranial nerves. There we go. Got it out in one piece. As we work with this little piece here that connects us to our sensuality in this way, it also carries with it our capacity to have our auditory reflexes sharp, our capacity to respond to what it is we hear quickly and readily. And as we do so, releasing where we began, that old lingering of shock pattern from here as well. And as this comes off of the midline, I just hear the words, I trust my connection. I trust my connection. Perhaps to yourself, to source, to creator, whatever that word is at the end, I trust my connection. We're going to keep it open on purpose. And as this releases from this midline, there it goes, nice. There's a little adhesion and winding just a little bit higher up than the area that we've been working in through the fancy name, the lambdoidal suture, which separates the occipital portion of the skull that covers up the area where our occipital cortex lives from the other bones on the side of the skull, the temporal bones and parietal. And as we work with this lambdoidal suture, just making space here for this brainstem to actually be able to have more sensual flow again. And we're releasing the feeling of that area feeling held hostage, feeling held hostage. And within that, the belief or the theme more so of a series of beliefs of I am held hostage. And as we release that feeling of being held hostage, perhaps by life itself, it's actually going back all the way into when you were born and this time in which the head has to go through the pelvic canal and it feeling kind of stuck as it's figuring out which way to go and perhaps feeling a bit held hostage in that moment. And as this comes off of the back of the skull here, linking into house number 10 in astrology, which works with the house of recognition and career and outward self-expression, along with appreciation. It's actually working more so with the capacity here to recognize your essence, the energy of you, your jing, your qi, your shen, the three treasures of you, of your body mind. And as you are able to connect to that, I actually see this little image of a baby actually pushing itself nice and easily through that pelvic canal, releasing all this stuff off the back of the skull. Invitation to breathe in whatever way calls to you in this moment. Perhaps giving that one more round of breath as we tap this part in here. And in case the back of your head or neck feel a bit reborn as mine do in this moment, I invite you to take a moment to pause and drink in this portion of the journey and just notice any particular pieces of relief that may be present. Or perhaps even touching in on that internal resource that we found at the beginning. And as you pause here, breathing this in and savoring this pause. Okay, loves. And then we're going into that midline again, working with the energy of trust. And there is this sense of feeling like trust, like I can't trust my gut, I can't trust my head, I can't trust what I'm seeing, hearing, feeling. There's a sense of even disconnection at the heart brain level. Can I even trust my heart? So there's this general a piece of trust running through all three brains, including all five senses. And we're going to sum it up with one word, destabilization. Almost feeling like, you know, like someone's almost knocked you off of something that you were standing on. I almost see it at, like, you know, at the fair where they throw balls at the guy sitting in the water tank and they try to dunk him. It's got that type of energy. It's like teetering at the edge, waiting for that last little bit to, like, knock everything off. So this pattern, if we want to think of it as such, as destabilization, is just attracting more of the same. And so for this, we're actually going to start with the navel. And we're going to work with this consciousness of centeredness. And we're bringing in as a resource the time in life in which you felt perhaps a little bit more centered than you do right now. We're actually going back into the womb space. And as we work with the navel, move all the movements in your body when you're in womb, in fetal life, happens from that particular central point. There's a pulsation that begins even when you're just a few cells big, from the inside, the very core of you, the very center of you, outward. And that carries on as you develop into all the different organs and pieces of you. That pulsation, that capacity for movement happens when you're literally even just breathing. Before you even really have the capacity to bend in half, there is a capacity to pulse outward from the center. So as you connect to the very rich pulsation of being centered within you, connecting to what is that centers you in this age, in this stage of life that you find yourself in. Taking a moment to just pause and breathe here. Perhaps you can even get present to that pulsation. I often feel it not so much in my navel, but at the shoulders and the hip joints as they breathe in unison. And there's this subtle rotation outward with every breath, as if you're breathing like you're one molecule. And if that's a little too nebulous for the moment, feel free to just stay with the navel. And I just hear radiating out from the navel, I am whole. And I also see that overlaying over the image of a sun, bringing in the planetary energy of the sun to radiate outwards from this navel of yours. And as it radiates out, I'm smiling because I'm remembering a time in which I had a true color session, which is naked body painting. And they actually trace out the artist that does it is Amy Walls, good friend of mine from a long time ago now. She originally started as a body talker and now works with energy in the form of painting the body. And I was her very first client with this process, and she started by drawing a sun from my navel. I think I even have the picture cropped. If I find it, I'll share it on the Buddhas and Butterflies page. Okay, so as this I am whole radiates out from the center of your navel on sunbeams, sunlights, moving at the speed of light, or perhaps, just a little bit slower if that feels better for you. Perhaps a lot slower if that feels better for you. Perhaps moving at the speed of trust and allowing the energy of the radiance of the sunshine that's coming out from the center of you, from this navel of yours, to begin to reach out to the very edges, the very corners of your being, going into all those little subtle nooks and crannies of the inside of you. And as that happens, I often tend to see blossoms and new spring type of things happening when I see the sun in this way. And I'm seeing very much that calling into new life. And I just hear the permission statements. I can hear myself. Pardon me. I hear myself. I hear myself. And as you tune into hearing yourself, hearing perhaps this pulsation of wholeness on that subtle level, or perhaps connecting into the hearing of your true essence. And as you connect into that capacity to hear this system of you, note that it also carries with it inner guidance. Inner guidance. And there may be another word or a sentence or just a general impression that registers at a subtle hearing level. And that might not happen, but if you pause for a moment, it may whisper, or it might hit you over the head, as it sometimes does. And as you tune into this essence of you listening, hearing, and as we slow this down, if you haven't noticed, the style got a lot slower there as we were working. I just see the nervous system begin to stabilize. And it's as if all the different edges of your body, that is, if everything was being pulled in a multitude of different directions simultaneously, begin to all just soften and release. And there's this general calming and pausing as the energy recenters and becomes recontained within you. And then on the other side of that, I see the Wei Qi lighting up at the perimeter of you to support the containment of you here as one, as whole, as centered, as connected, as radiant. And as that Wei Qi, as the sunshine reaches the Wei Qi, the sunbeams continue to radiate out through the Wei Qi on all of its frequencies, from the physical and the emotional to the climactic and the psychic, or the EMF as we call it these days. And as that radiates outward from here, I see the body mind be able to let that sexual chakra, this region of acceptance, this region of vitality, this region of health, to come front and center And in doing so, the kidney meridians almost looks like they were guarding it a little bit. They step to the side and they allow for this to radiate this essence of you. And as it too begins to have a radiant presence, its energy now is wanting to link into or connect into the chakras above and below, down to the base and into the solar plexus, as well as into the hearts. And as we connect these lower four chakras, all defined by the consciousness of embracing your tender human existence, it goes all the way into the stomach for the capacity to consciously digest that. We're going to hydrate this so it can take in joy and release any other impurities that just don't need to be here anymore. And I just hear the words, I can stomach being a human. I can stomach being a human. And as those lower four chakras begin to breathe with humanness, with emotion, with feeling, giving yourself permission to feel all that's here. Even if it's a little intense in moments, allowing for the Wei Qi to be there to support the processing of those emotions as it's meant to, as it's meant to. We're linking this all into house number 12, house of releasing, letting go, surrendering old patterns that don't need to be here. And bringing in the natural planetary energy of the 12th house, that of Jupiter, or pardon me, Jupiter does live there, but we're working with Neptune. And as we work with Neptune, giving rise to its capacity to connect to spontaneity and altruism and inspiration, the capacity to again inspire, meaning literally to breathe in new life that brings us to life, breathing in the life that brings us to life. And with that, I see the heart take a real, the physical organ of the heart take a really big breath. It's like, oh, finally, relief. It actually gets to inhale energy all the way down to the oxygen carrying capacity of those cells. But more than that, giving new life, new breath, new capacity within those structures that were already carrying oxygen. As if it got a really good nap. You know how you feel after a really good nap? You're like, I can take on the world right now. I can do anything. Okay, maybe a few good naps for some of us, but you get the idea. And as this heart enters this space of aliveness, of lightness, of breath, it's carrying with it through the bloodstream that awareness to every single part of this human body of yours. We're going to tap this part in here, invitation to breathe however the body mind feels called to in this moment. And as I'm tapping this out, I see the lungs and the heart come together. We could call it a link, but it's so much more richer than that. I see on a physical level transforming the capacity for again air to be carried on the wings of the heart, and also seeing the capacity for the heart's role in harmony merging with the lungs' role in connection to spirits, connection to new beginnings. Pick your word for spirit, creator, divine, universe, love and light, whatever those words are for you, that concept is what we're pointing to. As we bring in the energy of spirit, the energy of harmony together in this body mind, the pericardium that was acting almost like a little bit of a sentry as well between the two begins to melt and soften, and it allows the heart and the lungs to begin to merge together, to dance in a way that they may not have been available to do so before. And as this new dance, this new song comes into creation in this way, I just hear, much like a permission statement, I call myself alive. I call myself alive again and again. Doing that for the front body as well as the back body. And as soon as I mention the back body, there's this old, old stony log at the very top of the rib cage, and resting right on top of that first cervical rib, and carrying with it the feeling of being out of control, or not so much out of control, but the lack of control, feeling like I don't get a say here. I don't have a voice that can matter here. I don't have a capacity to speak, to defend, to change, to, you get the idea, speak up for myself. And as we work with that energy of this old, old stuff, again, going back through the family lines, it's going back through eight generations. We're also bringing in house number eight, the house of number eight, house eight in astrology. Works with the cycles of death and birth and regeneration that can occur. So as we release this old, old stagnant energy of cement log off of the back body, it's hooked into, again, that Yang Chao Mo Meridian. And it's hooked into, as well, the upper traps. And as it releases from here, it's also carrying with it actually a little bit of a hook into the front of the shoulder, the anterior delt. Okay, so that anterior delt is governed by the gallbladder meridian, and it's carrying with it, do I want to let this go? It's got a decision to make. And on the other side of that, it's like I won't know what it's like if I let this go. The fear of the unknown is here. And with it, carrying the belief system, again going through the family lines, this belief system, better the devil I know, better the devil I know. Oh, it's a musical day in my head at the moment. I'm hearing Take a Chance on Me by ABBA. So apologies, I won't sing it out loud because it's one of those earworm songs. apologies if that's stuck in your head later on. Okay, so we're bringing in that as a resource, so to speak. And as that awareness enters, through the shoulder, I actually see you stepping into your authenticity so that you get to take the actions that you want to take without the old baggage of that eight generations old stuff there. And as we release that from the delts, that log can begin to roll off of the shoulders and the head. You might want to give that a little wiggle woggle, shake shimmy if that feels right for you. And then that whole area at the first cervical rib there, where we were working with this log, at the top of the rib cage. I see the ribs begin to energetically, there's this theme of sentry point stepping aside. It's the third time I've seen it. The first was the kidneys, if you recall earlier. And as we work with that, coming off to the side and just energetically moving those with my vibaxis, the throat chakra and the heart chakra begin to connect in a way that, again, may not have been available before. And as these two have a bit of a bridge built again, I just hear, that particular range of notes. Yeah, that tone. And with that vibration coming from the inside out, feel free to make that sound. Pardon me. It's loosening up from the inside out. Oh, any bits that are getting in the way of that pulsation that was coming from the navel through to the shoulders and the hips, now being able to go all the way up into the head. So rather than going out to 4 points, it can now go out to 5 points. This pulsation, this centeredness can begin to rise to the head. And with it, this five-pointed star energy coming with it, I am centered as it permissions for the head brain. With that same tone, that same vibration, carrying that awareness, that permissions through up into head brain. I see that fifth point going all the way through up into the brain stem specifically, and then radiating out from there, almost like the star of a Christmas tree. Okay, now with that, we're linking this all into the ears. Again, I hear myself. And being able to connect to the hearing of your subtle energies, your thoughts, with greater clarity and ease, listening to those calmer thoughts that are also available. And again, being able to clearly perceive the present moments without the cluttering up of thought, the capacity to have thought when and as it arises as needed. And as we tap this out, allowing your body mind to breathe in any way that it feels called to in this moment. Now, as we tap this out, just for the head brain, what if, a question just for the head brain, what if you didn't have to think, believe, know? What if clarity got to just effortlessly be available when and as needed? What if it wasn't necessary to believe, think, know? What if, just what if? And if that opens up something for you, I invite you to breathe into that space. And as you do so, perhaps allowing yourself to rest in that other internal resource that we found at the same time. And I've got about a 5-minute song here. It's actually called Breathe by Karen Drucker, and the album is The Heart of Healing, in case I ever get to mention it at the end. So I invite you to breathe and receive this energy for you. And thank you for being here, for being you, and calling this medicine in. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Breathe in.
Perhaps Thank you, loves. Just passing in the energy of you all. Thank you so much for being here. And you're most welcome to all the thank yous in the chat. I'll hang out if anyone wants additional support one-on-one. I'm just going to stop the recording here, though.